Villagers near Irisville Business Center say health officials working and residing in the backyard cottages of the clinic have all fled, leaving more than 20,000 people who rely on the health center for antenatal and chronic medical services desperate for help. Provincial Medical Director for Matabeleland South, William Busumani, confirmed the closure of the clinic, saying his ministry understands that it was forced to shut down due to supernatural creatures called goblins or devologies that are terrorizing staff members.
The issue we have discussed with the, it really needs the traditional leaders to do something about that. But as for us, we can't do much there. The traditional leaders, they need to sit down and do the cleansing ceremony.
One of the affected villagers, Sibahle Mafoyana, says people in need of medical help are now walking more than 10 kilometers to the nearest health center. Other villagers say they are now living in fear of the goblins, which they strongly believe forced the clinic to shut down in 2012 after the invisible creatures terrorized staff members. Women claim that they are being sexually molested by the goblins at a time when a child died mysteriously in the area a few weeks ago. A local businessman who only wants to be identified as Tanya Nyua says women are now having sleepless nights due to the goblins. Local villager Bridget Moyo agrees, noting that the strange creatures often make strange noises at night. Miss Moyo says children are also being terrorized by the goblins, as she recently lost a child who's believed to have been killed by these creatures. As the government and villagers try to find ways of reopening the clinic, there is visible tension between traditionalists and religious people in Balabala area about the way forward. While traditionalists say the community should hire nyangas to cleanse the area, religious leaders believe that the answer lies in the Holy Spirit of the Almighty. Tanya Nyua, who's a devout Christian, explains.
Katikangoti ingaita, netoguti vatsake a living church, then they can come and redeem this place.
But Miss Moyo, the bereaved mother of a three-month-old toddler, strongly disagrees.
Abadala vele abakuzwisisi into le. Akudingi umuntu wesintu alungise into bathi akukhuleke bona bayathandana.
Reporting for Studio 7 in Balabala area, Matabeleland South Province, this is Memory Muzenda.